rising dust. The physiologist says, I am well over half water. I feel, look, solid. Am, though leaky, firm. Yet I am composed largely of water. How the composer turned us out this way, even the learned few do not explain. That's life. And we're in need of more water over and over, repeatedly thirsty and unclean. The body of this earth has water under it and over, from where the long winds soft tirelessly over water or shriek around curved distances of ice. Sky and earth invisibly breathe skyfuls of water, visible when it finds its own level. Even in me, kin to waterfalls and glacial lakes and sloughs and all that flows and surges, yet I go steadily or without distillation climb at will until a dissolution nobody anticipates. I'm something else besides. The biochemist does not concern himself with this. It too seems substance, a vital bond threaded on an as if loom out there. The strand within thrums and shudders and twists. It cleaves to this color or texture and singles out to a rhythm almost its own again, anticipating design. But never any of us, physiologist or fisherman or I, quite make sense of it. We find our own level as prairie, auburn, or snow, screaming sounds forever, the almost limitless.